This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1969. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 11th, Alaska, Andaman Islands, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Eritrea, France, Germany, Italy, Madagascar, Malaysia, Nigeria, Palau, South Carolina, South Sudan, Thailand, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. From Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, we have news that World Christian Broadcasting, based in Nashville, has canceled 4 hours of broadcasts from KNLS Alaska and also 4 hours from MWV Madagascar. This happened February 1st. The reason is due to the increase in electricity and diesel fuel costs, especially at Madagascar, where the electricity supply is constantly interrupted. And furthermore, they expect more reductions with the new A19 season starting at the end of March. So in Alaska, the dropped broadcasts are in Russian and Chinese between 16 and 18 UT, while in Madagascar, the canceled transmissions are at 02 to 03, in Spanish on 6190, in English on 15510, and at 22 to 23 in Arabic on 11790, and Chinese on 11965. This info apparently came from the Russian department of WCBC, Konstantin, also coded by Dmitry Kotosov in RusDX. However, a separate report from the worldchristian.org website updates via Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener, February 11th, says KNLS is considering broadcasting in a new language, Korean. They say we have seed money offered to us to begin Korean broadcasts. The only thing the leaders of North Korea cannot keep out of their country is a shortwave radio signal. Of course, most of the South Koreans have already been converted. Dan Chidi upon Moonlight Beach, California reports All India Radio, Port Blair, Andaman Islands, 4760. After a few days with a just barely audible signal, it got through enough above the noise level to catch some nice subcontinental tunes in Hindi chat. This was February 8th at 14:36 until 15:33. There was 15 minutes of All India Radio news at 1500 parallel to Jaipur on 5040. He could not hear any time pips at 15:30, as it was just about fading out when there would have been English news. I checked the website of Unique Radio Australia, that is www.uniqueradio.biz, for their latest schedule info as of February 6th. I'll summarize it briefly. This is all on 5045 LSB from Gunnedah, New South Wales. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 0830 to 1130 UT. First, there's the opening and playlist at 09, the International Radio Report from Montreal. At 0930, World of Radio. At 1000, Hobart Radio International. At 1030, Aussie Tim's own program, Sounds of Your Life, until off at 1130, but he says maybe left on the air occasionally overnight. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, a different schedule starting at 08 UT with Upstate Radio Theater from Quality Radio Productions in New York, hosted by Jake Longwell. And at 09 UT, another program from there called Clearing the Static, talk about North American media. At 1000, Hobart Radio International, and at 1030, Sounds of Your Life. Saturday broadcasts are on alternate weeks only, such as February 16th and March 2nd. Between 10 and 12:30 UT, starting with Sounds of Your Life. At 11, Hobart Radio International. 11:30, International Radio Report. At 12, World of Radio, until 12:30, but might occasionally be left on overnight. This depends on local time of UT plus 11 during daylight shifting. That lasts in New South Wales until April 7th, so I suppose after that, the programs might shift one UT hour later. Although Radio Bandeirantes in São Paulo, Brazil, was supposedly dismantled from shortwave, We keep getting reports of someone hearing it, such as Mark Cody in Ontario on 6090, February 8th at midnight 2, in Portuguese with Brazo Pops and Talk, Weak But Audible, under the Caribbean Beacon, Anguilla. I've checked a number of times during the evening and have not been able to hear it, even when Caribbean Beacon is not on the air. This may be a strange situation because from Brazil, we have this report from Rudolfi Grimm about 6090. He was hearing something there. In fact, it was programming from Radio Bandeirantes in the daytime, January 29th at 1742, with accurate time checks. He says, after 3 years, again a transmission from Bandeirantes on 49 meters. I assume it could be some recording retransmitted by a pirate, but the time check was synchronized with local time, and there were current events mentioned. He cannot hear them on medium wave 840 or the other former shortwave frequencies, 9645 or 11925. Colin Newell in Victoria, B.C. passes on sad news that the wife of Ian McFarlane has died, Mary. They've been married for 57 years, so our condolences to Ian. From the South China Morning Post, Hong Kong, February 6th via Mike Cooper. Chinese state-owned broadcaster registers with U.S. as a foreign agent under anti-propaganda law. This is CGTN America, the U.S. division of China Global Television Network, denying it was engaged in any political activities as defined by the Foreign Agent Registration Act, a federal law from 1938. But it said it has elected to file this registration statement out of an abundance of caution and in the spirit of cooperation with U.S. authorities. Something is always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, among the many items we've noted the past week. Second harmonic on 12300 of their only morning frequency on the 49-meter band 6150, both on the air between 12 and 14 UT, first reported by Wolfgang Büschel. I noted them February 7th at 1239. They had equally subtorted modulation on both of them. I have also resolved two less obvious mysteries from Radio Havana, Cuba. Spanish on 6010 is occasionally reported, leading people to believe that Colombia could be on the air, even though we think they're all gone from both of their last two shortwave frequencies. February 9th at midnight 22, I was hearing some Spanish on 6010, but found it to be parallel to the China relay on 5990 via Cuba. Now I get it. It's a leapfrog mixing product, 5990 over 6,000 kilohertz, another 10 kilohertz above. And 6090 is another place where Radio Havana, Cuba has strangely appeared an unlisted frequency after 0400. On February 9th, Anguilla was not on the air, but I was hearing a bit of RHC and figured that's another leapfrog mixing product with a China relay. In this case, it's 5910 leaping over 6,000, another 90 kilohertz higher and landing on 6090. This is on the air, that is 5910, between 03 and 05 UT in English in the second hour in Cantonese. So you might hear either English or Cantonese or both on the weak mixing product 6090. Let this be a lesson before leaping to conclusions about something exotic or reactivated. If you hear Spanish or any RHC or China language on a band where Cuban transmitters also exist, consider a mixing product, making some fun for us. Oh, I should add about the one I mentioned earlier on 6010. That particular leapfrog can happen only when both 5990 and 6000 are on the air, and that is between midnight and 01 UT, unless there is a further mistake. And furthermore, it would not happen on weekends because 6000 is not on the air during that hour. Although I was hearing it for a couple of minutes, UT Monday, February 10th at midnight 58, since the 6000 carrier was already on prior to starting English at 0100. As usual, in early February, the World Radio TV Handbook published an update to the latest book, with some schedule changes since the B-18 season began and they went to press. This can be found without charge on their website, www.wrth.com. There will be a much more extensive update in April or May once the new A-19 seasonal information has been compiled. Again, you don't have to have bought the book, but if not, why not, in order to view the update in PDF, but they do welcome contributions. Well, in this latest update, we find a new entry for a station we did not know about before. It's called Radio Sinit Eritrea, S-I-N-I-T. Another target broadcast, if not clandestine, its schedule is via France 9540, Saturdays only, at 05 in Tigrinya and 0530 to 06 in Arabic. They have a website, www.radiosinit.net. Larry Zamora in Texas tells us about UNESCO's World Radio Day 2019, celebrating radio as a medium to improve international cooperation between broadcasters. It's Wednesday, 13 February. This year's theme is Dialogue, Tolerance, and Peace. Larry says, I probably wouldn't have known about this if it weren't for Radio France International, since I regularly listen to Susan's Sound Kitchen podcast. She's been encouraging her listeners and club members to send in audio greetings about what the radio day means to them. On the Saturday, February 9th podcast, she played many of the greetings. I'm not sure if other broadcasters will participate, but I note that RFI is a partner with UNESCO about this. Congratulations to RFI and Susan for their media support. Listening to the RFI podcast is well worth checking out. Of course, IGH must add, ironically, this is not on the radio anymore. Anyhow, there's more about this at the UNESCO website, which looks as if it ought to be in Spanish, www.diamundialradio.org, or the RFI website, en.rfi.fr, and under features you'll find links to sound-kitchen. Kim Elliott remarks, it seems that each year World Radio Day is less about radio and more about ideals that might be conveyed via radio. I would not be surprised if the name changes to World Media for the Benefit of Humanity Day. Anyway, don't expect much tolerance and peace on the U.S. AM dial on February 13th. And there is more about WRD and CIDX Messenger. There's a live WRD 2019 broadcast and event from Paris, uniting under common concerns, promoting dialogue and participation, February 13th. It's open to the public at UNESCO headquarters from 11 to 16 hours, local time, I guess. Two radio stations will be broadcasting live, Radio UNESCO, a temporary radio station dedicated to World Radio Day, and Radio France International. And there will be 10 speed workshops for all to gain hands-on experience in radio production. WTFK, no frequencies mentioned, and we can only wonder if any of these are really on the air. Furthermore, the Swedish DX Union has some special programs in honor of World Radio Day, February 13th, via Channel 292 in Germany. That's at 08 to 9 and 13 to 14 UT, and repeated Saturday the 16th at 08 on 7440. Furthermore, happy birthday to David Medrick, our listener, who says February 13th is, coincidentally, his birthday. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1969. Also bringing you worldofradio.com, our non-commercial website, and DX Listening Digest, our non-commercial publication. We rely on voluntary financial support, such as this week from Rodney Johnson, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Here's some news from IRRS in Italy and or Ireland. We were at the latest HFCC meeting in Tunis, January 21st to 25th, where Nexus IBA promoted a very interesting roundtable discussion on the future of shortwave. Unfortunately, there is still no good news about DRM receivers, and some shortwave stations are struggling to keep alive. Some may close soon. due to the high cost of spare parts and aging transmitters. However, IRRS, Nexus, and European Gospel Radio broadcast from up-to-date facilities, including new high-power, energy-efficient continental transmitters from 100 to 300 kilowatts. We have some daily broadcasts to Europe on our mainstream frequency 7290 at 19 to 20 UT, featuring international public access radio and EGR programs, such as on Mondays, The Voice of Love is testing with spiritual programs in English. These are every Monday in February from February 4th onwards, and they welcome reception reports. Alfredo Contorneo also tells us, when I asked about this, that World of Radio had been airing in January during that same time slot on 7290, which we believe is via Softiza, Romania. Monday, 19 UT, 7290, and once the tests from Voice of Love are finished, we may resume on that schedule in March, so stay tuned for further info. Last week, we had a report of Malaysia reactivated on 9835 at 1355 UT with Quran. However, that happens to be an hour when another station is scheduled, which would certainly be broadcasting Quran, Iran's Russian service, which I have heard rather than Malaysia. That was Russian at 1351 UT, February 9th on 9835. Ron Howard has been checking this frequency and the other Malaysian 11665 without any luck during the several hours on several different days he's looked for them. If it's on the air at all, there must have been a schedule change for 11665. Mount Orijala, Finland replies, I don't think it's a schedule change, but for some reason they have difficulties keeping the transmitters on the air. 9835 has been inactive for quite a while. 11665 was in operation one day and not the next. Mount Orijala says 11665 does seem to be on the air February 12th at 0930. And then checked by Wolfgang Büschel using a remote receiver in Japan. He was hearing it February 11th, rather, the day before, at 1012 UT and paralleling it to their web stream. Last week I reported a new English transmission from Voice of Nigeria, 9689.97, heard on Saturday, February 2nd, before 18 UT, when English broadcasts used to start on other frequencies. More about that. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, I was hearing it via the remote receiver in the Canary Islands at 16 UT in Arabic, 1615 in vernacular, Igbo or Yoruba maybe, and they signed on in English at 1630, announced as the start of a 2.5-hour English service, so that means it would continue until 1900. Looks like a revised schedule. Of course, they used to start English at 18 UT on DRM 15120 and maybe on 9690. In the British DX Club, Ian Brooks says the DRM broadcast was already underway at 17 UT on 15120. As for after 19 UT, José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil says on February 7th, 9690 was not in English anymore, but in Hausa. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, Daniel Kura Radio International, the target broadcast to Nigeria, has changed scheduling. February 6th, there was a new transmission at 07-08 UT on 13590 via France. And the only other one still on the air in Kanuri is at 18-19 on 9770, also via France. All the other times and frequencies registered in HFCC for Kanuri are inactive. Here's another transmitter putting out spurious frequencies, which might be a source of mystification or confusion. It's T8WH Palau, World Harvest Radio. They're broadcast on 9965. February 7th at 12:45, could also be heard with much weaker spurs, 70 kilohertz above and below. I first noted it on the Aeronautical Band 10035, and then founded as well on 9895. According to schedule, at 12:45, it's just playing World Harvest Radio music. But I also heard it at 13:45 on February 9th when it was in Japanese during the Furusato no Kaze clandestine program for North Korea. Brother Scare continues to expand his shortwave empire. Ivo Ivanov reports that the Overcomer Ministry is again transmitting via MBR, now in Germany after 5 years of absence. It's at 14 to 16 UT via Nauen on 6015, aimed due west. However, PBS Xinjiang in Kazakh is co-channel at that time. I've noticed creeping takeover of more and more time on WWCR from TOMBS, that's the Overcomer Ministry Brothers Scare, or Tombs for short. 4840 now has him scheduled Monday through Friday at 07 to 13 and Saturday from 10 to 13. He spends a huge amount of time pushing for phone calls. And if even 1% of those give him money, I guess it's worth it. Last we heard, about a year ago, Ralph G. Stair was out on bail following detention and sexual molestation charges. So what is his legal status now? Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports on the Target broadcast for South Sudan, iRadio Shortwave, that's EYE. He says a good to fair signal opening English announcement, including a change of their morning frequency as of February 6th at 04 to 05 UT on 7340 as monitored. Harry listened more closely to his recording and it seemed they were actually saying 7330, although they were really on 7340. News in English began about 0423, and another transmission, February 6th from 16 UT, a good signal initially on 15410 via the remote in Holland, just music with frequent but incorrect English program schedule announcements. They said from 7 to 8 a.m. local time on 11620 and 7 to 10 p.m. on 15410. Both Monday to Friday. However, the evening broadcast is registered to stop at 17 UT. Via Dan Robinson, WRTH, and Richard Langley, more about Sound of Hope, broadcasting not only from Taiwan, but from Thailand, or at least they used to, apparently. A report from RSF, Reporters Without Borders, by Carol Clark on February 4th goes into more detail. RSF calls on Thai authorities to drop all proceedings against Yung Shin Jiang, a Taiwanese businessman based in Thailand, who is facing a possible 5-year jail sentence in connection with a shortwave radio station that targeted listeners in China. Chiang was due to appear in court February 12th. He was arrested at his office in Bangkok November 23rd on a charge of violating Thailand's broadcasting laws and was held for 2 days before being released on bail. His crime is to have helped rent properties, or rather premises, in the northern city of Chiang Mai that had been used since 2015 to operate a shortwave radio station owned by Sound of Hope, a San Francisco-based radio network that was founded by Falun Gong, a religious movement banned in China. On UT February 6th at midnight 30 UT, I was hearing a station with Turkish music on 5960 and then an announcement in German. Yes, once again, the Voice of Turkey failed to turn off their English frequency before midnight UT and let it run about another hour. As I've kept pointing out, if this should ever happen on UT Sunday, it would collide with the mighty farty KBC on its weekly broadcast. Jay Novello in North Carolina replies, it has already happened on several occasions, including this past weekend. They didn't pull the plug until about midnight 50. I wrote to the mighty KBC about it, and Eric von Willigen replied that the Germans would contact Turkey again and hope to work it out. And I reply, that's exactly why when KBC was looking for a new 49-meter band frequency, I strongly recommended against 5960. There is more to frequency management than looking for openings in HFCC. Things Always Wrong at Voice of Turkey. Another thing, the North American Service in English at 04UT on 6125. February 9th, during several checks during the following hour, I was only hearing an open carrier. They failed to modulate their English program. The same was noted by Mark Cody in Ontario. Even when they are modulating, and I've checked several of their English broadcasts, I've not been hearing the question of the month lately. And it seems this is why, in Rus TX, Dmitry Kotozov got a reply from Voice of Turkey saying, the rubric question of the month will no longer sound on the radio, but stay on our site. Larry Wells sends an interesting report, headlined, New Mexico cult leaders likely to spend the rest of their lives behind bars after child abuse convictions. Deborah and James Green, leaders of the Nevada-based Aggressive Christianity Missionary Training Corps cult, will likely spend the rest of their lives behind bars after being convicted of child abuse charges. The cult's radio program, noted for Deborah Green's anapestic, androgynous vocal delivery, ran from 2001 to 2014 on WBCQ 17495, 18910, and 15420. The Greens were arrested by local authorities in August 2017 and charged with horrific crimes against children. In September 2018, Deborah Green was sentenced to 72 years in prison after being convicted of child rape, kidnapping, and child abuse. James Green pleaded no contest to child abuse charges and in December 2018 was sentenced to 10 years in prison. This led to quite a discussion in our World of Radio group about whether free speech on the radio should be absolute or not. As Walt Samaniv in Canada said, all the more reason I don't buy the argument of total freedom of speech. Some people are such despicable human beings, they don't deserve any airtime. Remember WRNO and William Pierce of the National Alliance and Ernst Zundel, the infamous Holocaust denier. Sorry, but whatever anyone else believes, the likes of these do not warrant any airtime. Another obituary to report. Remember KUSW, the rock music shortwave station for a few years in Salt Lake City? It was run by Ralph Carlson, who also had several AM or FM stations in Utah, notably KRSP and KDYL. Well, Ralph Carlson has died at the age of 89 on February 9th. Our thanks to Ken W. English, who runs the Farnsworth Peak transmitter site of KSL-TV, for passing on this news. On February 7th, around sunrise and sunset, I was hearing Vietnamese on 1480. It must be the 50-kilowatt station in Dallas, KBXD, with a new language. They had been Spanish and various other brokered programming. Not sure how much Vietnamese there is. And it's not the only such station in the Metroplex, others being on 1460 and 1600 at least. The propagation outlook from Boulder, minor G1 geomagnetic storming expected with ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 on February 20th, 15 and 5 on February 28th and March 1st, but in between some quiet days of 8 and 3 or 5 and 2. Solar flux 72 until February 26th, dropping to 71, not that it really makes any difference in depressed propagation conditions. That's World of Radio 1969. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.